Greetings, it's Carl, and this is Behavior Up Radio, a show about aligning your use of capital with what's important to you. And whenever I say use of capital, imagine that's a Venn diagram, and one circle says use of capital, and by the word capital, there's an asterisk, and if you go down to the bottom, the asterisk says time, money, energy, and attention. So those four sources of capital, time, money, energy, and attention, is one side of the Venn diagram. The other side is what's important to you. And both sides, what's so interesting to me is both sides of that Venn diagram, both circles, it's a never-ending process to get alignment. You know, sometimes we have these moments where, you know, our alignment, our use of capital is exactly aligned with what's important. You know, you could think about maybe a really great vacation or a Sunday morning walk with your spouse while holding hands, or a conversation where you're really focused, all your attention's on one of your children or your friend or a neighbor who's having a struggle. Like, perfect alignment, use of capital, what's important to me, perfect. And then boom, right after, maybe even during the same conversation, boom, those circles come apart and there's actually a gap between them. So this is a never-ending process, and here's my question that I've been thinking about today. Do we have an error correction mechanism? I love that phrase, error connection mechanism. In other words, do we have a systematic way of getting feedback about our inauthentic behavior? That sounds fun, doesn't it? Do we have a way? And the phrase I used first, error correction mechanism, I think is so important, because I think, watch out if you've managed to build a life where you've removed all the error correction mechanisms. In other words, if nobody will give you feedback, if the system can't give you feedback, you know, if you ignore the screen time reports on your phone, or you don't look at how you spent your money, or you don't listen to anybody because you think you know better, like, watch out what happens then. Like, if you eliminate the mechanisms that provide feedback to correct error, that's big trouble. And so I love to think about the flip side of that. How can we systematically expose inauthentic behavior, right? We said this was important to us, but we did this. Who in your life has permission to provide you with feedback around your inauthentic behavior? What groups do you belong to? Is there an individual that's gained permission, and they know they have permission, to enter that space? You know, like, a really simple version of this is, if you had broccoli between your teeth and you were going out, who would feel comfortable telling you? Right? And that's a really simple, because of course, like, yeah, okay, let's change the question, or let's change the scenario. If you continually interrupt your adult daughters in conversations, and you're their dad, is there somebody that would tell you? Because wouldn't you want to know? As painful as that is, wouldn't you want? If you're showing up distracted, if your kids felt like when they called you, you were always distracted, and so the story they tell themselves in their heads and the feeling they're living in is, Mom never has time for me, because every time I call, she's so distracted. Wouldn't you want to know that? If what's most important to you is having simple experiences with the people that you love, Let's say that you love inviting people over to your house once a month for dinner, a small group dinner. And that's, you know how rewarding it is. And the only reason you're not going to do it this month is you're a little over budget on, you know, you've spent a little bit more than you thought. And then you go look at what you spent the money at on, and you find that there's a kind of a pile of unnecessary plastic items. Wouldn't you want to know that? As painful as it is. It's so interesting. I've had some of these conversations lately, and sometimes I just want to like throw my hands in the air and say, why do we always have to look so carefully? It takes all the fun out of it. Yeah, I feel that way sometimes. And then I realize, well, sometimes it does take some short-term fun out of it so that I can have that monthly breakfast. Sorry, that monthly dinner at my house. Because that long-term, I know that will add. It turns out sort of caring about this idea of alignment is expensive. And the question I have for you is, what are your error correction mechanisms? Do you have a process or people or systems in place that will systematically expose your own inauthentic behavior? That's the question. I mean, it's just a little light one for the day. Just a little light one. A little light one with some sprinkles on top. See you tomorrow.